entire music team. Well, the Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles was born into and raised in a multiplicity of spiritual experiences: Jehovah's Witness, Judaism, fostered in a household, Judaism. But it ignited her passion for comparative spirituality. So it's no wonder she went on to years of education, both being educated and later educating people, from collegiate to graduate studies to a doctorate that spans spirituality, health, and the mind-body connection. And of course, she is a minister in her own right. Dr. Charles travels extensively throughout the world, especially to Africa and the Caribbean, honoring her many passions, researching the Afro-spiritual traditions and indigenous natural medicine. She is currently the CEO of the Edgar Cayce Association for Research and Enlightenment, the ARE, which seeks to create profound change in body, mind, and spirit, and uses the Edgar Cayce readings to appreciate common spiritual principles and practices amongst all of us, all peoples of all cultures and all religions, reminding each of us of our mission to be of service to each and every one of us, and to one another. Please give a warm welcome to the Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles.
Thank you so very much. Tyler, you asked me if I was going to stand still. I don't know, because this community is hot. Thank you so very much, Chris and the Board of Trustees, for inviting me. Thank you to this community for allowing me to serve today.
Thank you. So, before we begin, the ARE is an educational institution that has programs that offer spirituality for you to go and to reach, to learn about yourself a little bit more. And I always kind of do lectures. So let's do it this way. How many of you know about the ARE? Beautiful. You know it stands for the Association for Research and Enlightenment. What does that mean? And I will repeat back what you say. What does that mean? Consciousness, yes. Now today, what is it?
Exploration.
Today, we are going to break it down a little bit more, but those are some of the keys. We in this room are an association standing on like-minded principles. That makes an association. However, research, you are the school. Your life is the research. How you see it, how you choose not to see it, is all the same. But if you pay attention, you realize, why is this happening and why not me? Once you begin to know that part of you, you begin to move into what we call enlightenment. You get to know better. You know better, you do better. Yes, I have a New York accent, just let it flow. I heard myself on that one. Better. Like, oh gosh, girl. So, as Chris stated, the mission of the ARE is to bring forth profound change within a holistic paradigm, which is spirit, mind, and body. We are the same. There is no difference in our philosophies, because after all, it's all about new thought, moving one's consciousness from one level to another. So, we do this through what I will now call the audacity to be audacious. Now, before we get to all of that, we first need to again define what that means. And what's so beautiful about this word audacity and audacious is it's the same, but it has its opposite. The duality of God, the duality of who we are. It is the yes and the no, the alpha, the omega, the beginning, the end. It is who we are, with no division. Audacity, definition one, a willingness to take bold risk, a willingness. And audacious is a showing as Casey says, the physical result. It is the showing a willingness to take bold risk. The audacity. Rude, the second, is rude or disrespectful behavior. Impudence. Woo, audacious. And audacious is showing an impudent lack of respect. So there's a positive and a negative. The positive is bravery. It's boldness. Woo! Audacity is coming. I feel it. I can hear it too. Negative. It is rude, impudent, and disrespectful connotation. So let's begin the research of our lives. There are five basic principles or pillars that you have on your website. A lot of times you're in something, you forget about it. You just move through it. It is what it is, right? But we forget what are we seeing when it's in our faces and that we choose to ignore it. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Our essence is of God, therefore we are inherently good. That's your words, that's unity. And Casey says, spirit is the life. Amen. Now let's begin to, the research, you have to question yourself. You just don't come up with a solution. So the spiritual journey, we read a lot of books, but sometimes we forget that you are the book. It is your story you must write. It is a masterpiece. And it might not come today or tomorrow, but it is your story. So let me just ask this one question. What's the book you're writing? Is it a horror? Is it a drama? Is it Days of My Lives over and over and over? The Reincarnation series, series 122. Spirit is the life. Now, your words again, there is only one presence, one power, active as the universe, and God the good. Amen. So how are you understanding that truth? Amen. And how are you living it? Amen. If spirit is it, if that is all, where are you not residing in that? How is your faith with God, the divine spirit, the creative forces? How is it? Do you feel you always gotta wear linen in the summertime and drop to your knees? Do you have to hold crystals in your hand? Spirit is where you are. You do not have to go anyplace. It resides. It is the good. It is you. Did you forget that? Did you forget who you are? Did you forget the beauty of who you are? We are of the good. Amen. That act, whether your parents were together, whether something didn't happen, whether they broke up, but that action was one of desire, of love. You came into this masculine and feminine principle. So how are you communicating with this life? Spirit, you can't see spirit. Spirit is in your language, your communication with other people. What are you saying? Not just to me, but to yourself first. Are you kind to yourself? Do you negate when the negative comes in? You stated in your pillar, our essence is of God. Where is spirit residing in your essence? Is it of the holy of holies, or is it holy moly? If there is only one presence and one power that is active in your life, you must begin to reflect that. Not in perfection. There is no such thing. There's only excellence. The only thing that is perfect is us, because we are perfectly imperfect in our perfection. The tenacity to keep moving in the mayhem, in the upset, in the trials, because that which we call error is good, because the duality must exist. It has to exist for the balance. We always want to go extreme. It all has to be good. That's why we get stressed, because it cannot always go good. It has to go a little crooked, a little turns. Why? So that you can appreciate those times of peace. Because there's going to be another trial and tribulation that you must rise to, so that you can remember how good I am in the I am. Casey, mind, mental is the builder. We are co-creators with God, creating reality through thoughts held in mind, unity. Through prayer and meditation, we align our heart, mind with God. Denials and affirmation are tools we use. Luke 6:48. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. And when the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. How are you building? How are you dealing with stuff of life? Do the affirmations come when you're trying to tell it to somebody else, or do they automatically come on when you are going through the story? Because you stayed in your pillars. Denials and affirmations are tools we use. Are you using those tools, or do they need to be sharpened? What are you holding in your mind? What are you thinking? What are you believing about yourself? What are you not believing about yourself? Do I need to remind you whose you are? Whose you are. Not what you are. Yes, I have the titles. Yes, I have that. But there are moments in my humanness, the lower self, I forget. It's not about the titles. It's if I am enough, if I am lovable. Those moments when we feel alone, even in crowded rooms, who am I? We are never alone. Just because we come in doesn't mean we come. We come in for God to experience this experience in our lives. Is your life beautiful? And I don't mean that beautiful, that everything is perfect. I mean beautiful, that you know that it's just a moment, and this too shall pass. Amen on that. We cannot forget that our thoughts create things, so what are we creating? Are you tearing down you first? Before you can give me a gift, have you gifted yourself your own love? Have you gifted yourself your own kindness? Because God is good and so are you. We are of that essence. Do not forget that. When we're looking at our lives, we try to keep it sometimes together. We try to learn formulas of the books we read, and there's nothing wrong with that. But your life is telling you your spirituality, where it stands in relation to your relationship with the divine, with God. I don't care what you call it. You could call it butternut lettuce. It does not matter. It is, as Ernest Holmes would say, it is this thing called you. And when you begin to look at your life, I made the joke and said, well, is your life a horror story? But is it always an upset? That's not for you to, this is not a Catholic church where you have to confess. It is to confess to yourself. Because God is in the cracks and the crevices, but even in the cracks and the crevices, a rose can still grow. And it can still be that thing that brings beauty. The lotus grows in murky muck of nastiness and swamp. One of the most beautiful is flowers. So deep in the mud,
things that show are your eyes. You have to remember that this too shall pass. You have to remember that, how old am I? And I'm still here. We think that when challenges come, we gotta run from it. We gotta get out of the way. No, step into it, because it's just another moment of time. Just another moment for you to remember, whose strength do I have? Amen. Is it the me, or is it the I am of the I am? Even listen to how that sounds. Who, me? I am. We play small because it's easy. We play small because it fits, it's cute, it's wrapped up in bows. Me, 6'1", black woman, scared to offend people, so I used to hunch, as many tall women do, because society doesn't allow us space. I'm not supposed to be tall, that's for men. So I've played small all my life. And I'm not saying that whatever your height is, it's connotating. I'm saying my story. And you have to know your story. Because my story was, I like to play small. I grew up in two extremely patriarchal traditions that women were seen to serve. Imagine me, honey, you want more food? It don't even go. And I used to try to keep my voice lower. I used to try to, look at your life. What is it showing you? What is it showing you? Now I use the physical, but there's a whole lot of other stuff I could have used. You just ain't gonna know my business that much. I'm here to remind you today that no matter what you do, even our cell phones need a natural resource just for it to respond, to turn on. Everything, even plastic, rayon material uses wood pulp. Everything is of nature. If it is of nature, it then is of God, and that is us. If impersonal things, then what about your life? Casey, physical is the result. Remember, we're doing mind, we're doing spirit, mind, body. Unity, through thoughts, words, and actions, we live the truth we know. On your website, it says, when we take personal responsibility to choose life-affirming thoughts, words, and actions, we experience a more fulfilling and abundant life. Your personal responsibility is your free will. And are you choosing the good, or are you seeking the good because you don't feel the good? I'll say that again. Are you choosing the good, or are you seeking the good because you don't feel the good? And if you're seeking the good, what is it coming in? An abundance of Amazon packages at your door every day? Is it in? I know, I got it too. I said we're telling our truth today. We have to remember to see our lives as the essence of God. In order to be that best, for it to experience the experience, but also to give us an experience so we can understand the good of God. And as Emerson states, your actions speak so loud, no one can hear what you are saying. Casey states, let my going in, meditation, prayer, be my coming out to be in accord with that, what you would have me do, not my will, thine, right? And as the call comes, the listening of the voice, that is meditation, it is the awakening, it is an awareness, it is listening. As the call comes, here am I, send me, use me. Reading 262-3. So, are you
willing to boldly, fearlessly take the risk and live in the knowledge with 100% conviction, not 97.5. And as Nikki Giovanni states in Ego Trip, even when your errors are correct, are you willing to be wrong so you could be right? Because you can always choose to do it again. We plan so much until we plan until we can't plan no more. And sometimes God is saying, here I am. Don't forget me. Seek my face. Can you see your face? Can you see your face? You see a mirror. But every mirror you step into is a different width, girth. It can change. So can you see your face? But you can see God. Through the actions that you do, the principles you learn. It is time, members of Unity, to have the gall, the nerve, to have the audacity to be audacious and stop apologizing for the errors you make. It is just a journey on this path. It is just a moment of time. Reincarnation, there's all these levels, and Casey has this whole stuff. But just for today, just think about every day you can reincarnate to a new beginning. You could awaken to your truth today, to your story today. You could rewrite her story, your history. You could love differently today, beginning with yourself. You could choose to stand in the power of God because you know that is what you are made of. The words of resiliency sound good, oh strength. Simply, I am the I am. And I want to remind you, when you are shaking, when you don't know the next moment, when you are so scared, you can say, thank you. A new day. Amen. Thank you so very much.
And thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Charles. And the next invitation is already in the mail. I hope you'll say yes. So let's take a moment to meditate. Let's go in that strong, powerful place that Dr. Charles just brought us to. Let us feel our divine audacity. Let us know that I am good because I am that I am. Feel that in your body. Feel that in your spirit. Let's go to that place. Let's go to that place together of awareness, of love, of strength, of audacity. Let us go there in the silence, in that strength, in that knowing. Gratitude, we say, and so. Reverend Dr. Nicole Charles. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes we think that the Spirit moving in such an audacious manner has often been associated with more traditional or evangelical forms of Christianity. But did you feel the Spirit really moving in this room today? So thank you again. Thank you so much. And thank you all for being here today. Again, whether you're watching online or you're here in the sanctuary, this is the time in our service where we have the great, wonderful experience of giving back. To whom? To ourselves, to our greater selves. So I'd like to invite you to join me in giving to this wonderful ministry. And there are many different ways that we can give. You know that we still have the good old way of giving with a check or money in a basket at the back of the room. You can certainly send a draft check from your bank. You can go to our Tithely. You can go to the app and use the Tithely function where you can give to this ministry. But probably the most fun way to give to Unity Renaissance is by texting give to
5 4 0